not even going to change the dollar amount either. Like, opposed from a year to 7 months or 8 months or whatever.
Are we good?
We are.
You ready?
Yeah, we on the popping.
Everybody got their water?
Yeah. Where's my phone at?
Did you put it on? Do not
I'm
disturb.
I'm doing that right now. Y'all beat me to it. For the first time in a long time, I'm the one that's not ready.
That's what she said.
I'm a pervert.
All right, so this is what? Episode 24?
Wait, is it? Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, nigga, fuck. Listen, I told you, I'm not myself. I'm not myself, all right?
Are you hungry?
No.
You need a Snickers?
No, I don't need a Snicker. I need bitches to not be fucking stupid. Yeah, this is episode 24. Did we want to introduce the show? Did we want to get into the intro music? I like it when we get into the intro music first.
Yeah,
we recorded. We so fucking retarded.
I mean, nobody even say nothing. You just start talking, then that's how I figured we were recording.
This is episode 24 of the Nothing Podcast.
Yeah, it's your girl DJ Exclusive, and it might not be nothing at all, but it means everything to me that you're rocking with another podcast.
Let the nigga walk in red, cause I feel like it. Bring me down in a red, in a orange jacket. Kappa kappa, I look fine, and my tricks to find. No wonder why I do whatever I like.
Funny, Blue Ivy had a better New Year than all of us, though.
I know. Shit, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, she was
best.
Turning up with Megan Thee Stallion and shit.
Like, I spent my New Year's in the house. That ass, I ain't even gonna hold you. I didn't want to do shit. I didn't want to see nobody. I didn't.
I was chilling with one of my homies who shall remain nameless. That nigga's off the motherfucking chain.
Yeah, fucking up my shit.
Hey, yo, all I gotta say is I tried to hold Doughboy down like a real wing bitch supposed to. I tried to warn him. I'm all in the group chat. I'm like, this is about to happen.
This is gonna happen. I didn't catch that in the group chat till...
It was too late.
Nah, you know what Doughboy said
to me? My phone was ringing already.
You know what Doughboy said to me?
Doughboy.
I'm bored. He good.
I did say that. Yo, but the nigga was tripping. Hey, yo, listen. Let me tell you something, yo. As a grown man, not, you know, this is completely off topic. She brought some shit up, so I got to speak on it. As a grown man, don't ever tell another grown man... that he can make money off of slinging dick to bitches. Because that shit sound real different when you telling me that I should be selling dick. I don't know. Like, you shouldn't be telling me that, though, my nigga. Like, yeah, don't do that again. If you wasn't sauce, I would have spazzed on you.
But nah, it gets real worse shit. Because he comes back to me and he's like, yo, we about to put... Espo on, yo. We about to have Espo making all of this. I'm like, what is you talking about? Like, I'm thinking that he talking about like some rap shit, yeah, even some street shit.
Yo, this nigga was even talking about he want to do a podcast. I was like,
He told me that too. Yeah, and he want to make clothes. He wants to do everything, bro. That's still my nigga. I'ma love him until the day I die.
What I'ma say is. One thing about that nigga that is similar to myself, as far as who he is to his core, he has not changed since back in the day.
Nah.
Real shit.
And he will never, ever, ever change.
That nigga ain't never changed. He always been the same way, so I can't fault who he is now. Like, he always been that nigga.
All I know is, you know, I'm saved.
He's smarter than niggas think, too.
I'm saved, and I try not to tell lies. But I was dead ass lying on Doughboy baby, like on God. I didn't, all I seen was boom. I seen Doughboy had snapped and posted a picture of baby Ethan, whatever. So I'm like, he got his baby with him. He's doing daddy things. The baby, he gotta put the baby to bed. You can't bother him right now. Cause I knew he was like, yo, call, tell Espo to come over. I'm like,
and then the nigga wasn't calling me Espo. The nigga kept calling me Esco. I'm like, yo, my nigga, I'm not Nas, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it's Espo. This nigga kept saying, hey, yo, Esco. Hey, yo, no, that nigga Esco. Pete, like, he just call talking Esco. About Matt. This nigga was talking about, like, a specific time, like, you know what I mean? Like, when we all used to chill like this nigga crib and shit, like. And I'm just like, damn, I don't want to tell a nigga, like, yo, my nigga, I barely remember that shit, like. You know what I'm saying? Because I did. Like, I don't remember half of that shit. Like,
yeah.
Yo, I hear Doughboy. I hear him on the phone. That's exactly what he was saying. Yo, that shit, wow. You crazy, B. Yeah. I hear him. Because he on speakerphone, and this nigga pacing back and forth.
Nah, but the
sweating.
Wild shit is I'm texting Mo on the joint. And he's like, yo, this nigga bugging.
Like, and I'm like, I tried to help you, nigga. Like, I tried to help you. That shit was wild. But happy New Year to everybody, because that's how I spent most of my New Year, between this nigga getting drunk, falling through my fucking table, calling Doughboy, talking about apparently selling his dick. I didn't know that's what it was about, but...
Yo, that shit was nuts.
Apparently there's a market for the dough dick.
Yo, my nigga, you know what it is,
dick shirts.
That's what dough he said?
Dough dick. No, I could make that. Dough dick shirts.
You always trying to...
The dough dick.
She trying to flip it any way possible, always. I respect that.
Nah, because I did want to make an announcement about nothing merch. Doe Dick. Remy Dick. Remy Dick. They say the Henny Dick, the Remy Dick, the Vodka Dick. I got ideas. I'm trying to sell us clothes. But yo, we finally got a kids collection. I heard y'all talking. Y'all was like, yo, you should make clothes for kids. I might not wear it, but I'll buy it for my kids. I heard that from like 15 people.
I ain't hear nobody say nothing about no kid shit.
Well,
but I definitely heard somebody, you know, female told me it should be the yoga joints. They need to get some yoga joints up in there, them tights, the yoga tights.
Okay,
and shit.
So this is why I want to take a time to talk about nothing merch real quick, because I think that I need to make people understand some things.
Break it down to them.
All right, first and foremost, the more requests that you have, the more that I want to see Doughboy, Remy, and my Cash App going cha-ching, ching, 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 ching. Because first and foremost, y'all starting to ask for things that cost money to produce. Oh. And not only does it cost money to produce, it gets produced, you get tagged in it, and you do not purchase it. And nobody wants it but you. So you basically asking me for custom-made shit. And I don't have no problem appeasing you because this is what I do.
That's why that pre-order shit sound like.
I sit here and so I just want y'all to know. All right, so 2020, I got 2020 vision. We not doing no captions. We doing more actions, as a lot of niggas would say. And this year, I'm planning a lot of shit that even these niggas don't know. But what they do know is I'm trying to do a pop-up shop, right? So I'm going to be working with them to come up with three designs, right? Three designs, and then we're going to have y'all vote on the one that's the most dope. And we're going to order it in bulk. You know what I'm saying? Order it in bulk. We're going to decide whether it's going to be t-shirts or hoodies or a mixture of both. But we're going to order them in bulk, and we're going to have a pop-up event. And what a pop-up event is, we're going to have people there wearing the merch. So you can touch it, you can feel it, you're going to see the merch there live in person, and of course you can buy it. Also, we're going to be accepting pre-orders for this event, so you could give your money in advance to guarantee your product.
Right.
Because nothing merch, I want y'all to understand, there's a lot of motherfuckers popping up trying to sell clothes. There's a lot of niggas that's out here selling clothes, and I see a lot of niggas trying to say that I'm trying to follow other niggas, but I'm watching them same niggas tiptoeing right behind my ass. Now niggas want to have Facebook business pages. Niggas want to enter, like, do all of these things that they see me doing. I see a lot of niggas that's in everything lit watching, like, hawks. Because I got analytics. I can see who's watching, baby. You might not, but I can. And I know who's watching, and I know what y'all doing. And I get the little inbox messages, and I leave y'all niggas on red because y'all not about shit. For real, for real. And I'm just trying to let y'all know that this is not a game. And a lot of y'all could say, oh, I want to do a podcast. But that's why I'm about to start showing y'all, like, the inner workings. I'm about to start putting out footage of me designing these clothes and mixing down these videos and mixing down these audio. Because y'all see the fun part. Y'all see us smoking and chopping it up. I'm going to start showing y'all the work so then y'all can tell me if y'all still want to do this. And then maybe we could work together. Because honestly, I think people think that this is a game. We were just sitting here talking about how we're going to pay our bills.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
Factual.
Niggas don't understand. This is not like, oh, I just want to sit up here and talk shit. I mean, yeah, that's what we do. But there's obviously a passion for it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it. And it matters. So I don't really need y'all all in my mentions or whatever. Yo, that's dope. That's dope. If it's dope, buy it. Because we trying to do something that can ultimately help you. Because that's all I do. Show love to niggas all day.
I know the hashtag say support is free, but that shit ain't, my nigga.
It's free to these niggas.
That shit ain't free.
Free to these niggas.
Word.
These niggas ain't gotta do shit.
No, but when it's like when you ever gotta ask them for money, it's always a problem. But you can spend your money on fucking weed and liquor, just like how we doing it. But $20 shirt, $30 shirt, that eighth that you about to purchase,
go,
you can spare
it,
that.
It is what it is,
just like, yeah.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you really fuck with niggas, then you fuck with niggas. On all levels.
And you shouldn't have to beg niggas for support, and you shouldn't have to, like, see niggas doing some low-key shit that's really honestly biting off everything you're doing, but they capitalizing because they are part of that popularity shit. And I don't like that shit. That be the shit that I'm on. I'm not about to compete in your popularity contest. I'm not showing up to all your little corny ass events just to stand around and rub shoulders with a whole bunch of snitch ass, fake ass niggas just so y'all could pretend to support me. Cause that's really what goes on.
2020, we are not bad. Period. And purse some merch.
Or don't purchase no merch. But I'm going to guarantee you, when we get that bag and we start doing things that y'all thinking that we're never going to do, don't try to hop on dick later. Don't try to come up to Doughboy and say, hey, did you ever work up that plan where you were selling dick? I'll pay.
Nah, but I mean, that's not going to happen. Nah, but
this shit ain't for sale. This shit priceless, you heard? Ain't no.
Yo, so how y'all feel about the baby getting arrested?
Yo, I'm gonna just say this. I'm glad you hit the message up to like to look into the nigga a little bit. I'm gonna say this. That nigga an idiot. I'm gonna just say that you an idiot, babe boy, because you got mad shit going for yourself, and it seems like you keep trying to fuck it up.
All right, before you continue on that, what do you have to say about him getting arrested?
I understand why he got arrested. I kind of agree with this situation. Not agree, but I understand why he did what he did. But I like this is the consequences of the request of your consequences or whatever.
All right, so here's how I feel about the baby. I feel like he already solidified himself as a real nigga. He don't gotta keep on trying to do that. That's one. Two, I think that he is very smart, very intelligent, where he should have known better. And I kind of feel like this is almost a publicity stunt. I almost don't feel like I should take this seriously. And that's because, boom, he keep on getting arrested. Like, he just got arrested, like, you know what I'm saying, 2 weeks ago.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to tell you why you take it seriously. Because he keep getting arrested. You can only be publicly getting arrested for so long before them niggas make an example out of you.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I think that they keep on arresting him over and over and over again because he actually killed a nigga. And they couldn't get him for that. Really? So now every little thing, they're going to try to get the nigga. So with the most recent thing, they held him on no bond. But then the reason that he got arrested in the first place because he had a warrant someplace else. But then yesterday they released a warrant on him. So now he free. So I'm like, I feel like
this is what they do. Like, they try to fuck with you, and they keep fucking with you until they catch you with something. Right. They catch you with something worthwhile, like. Know what I'm saying? Like it's like a batting average, like. Yeah. Or like how often, like, when you shooting the basketball, if you go 5 for 10, like. You know what I mean? Like, you at 50%, like. Know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas, if they keep taking shots at the nigga, one of them shits is gonna hit. You know what I'm saying? One of them shits is gonna hit.
I agree, and I also think, did y'all see the video of the actual robbery part?
It don't look like it was a robbery. It looked like some shit niggas do back in the day, like, we embarrassed you real quick. We ain't rob you.
They beat the nigga up out his clothes.
Yeah, but they ain't rob him. Like, they ain't walk away with none of his shit.
All right, well, I don't care about that part of it.
That's a robbery.
I don't care about that part. What I was more looking at on the video was the ending where the car was actually leaving and then it stops and then someone gets out and then knocked the nigga the fuck out.
Was that the baby? I think so.
Alright, so that's what they was trying to. That's crazy. Now that's the part where I'm like,
that's the what? Part where I'm like, yeah. And then that's the part where I'm like, you stupid too. Cause at the end of the day, yo, listen, I'm gonna tell you like this. If I go somewhere, right, we agree on a certain amount of bread. I go somewhere, you ain't got my bread. Cool, I'm out.
Why perform? Exactly. I'm out. Just don't perform.
You ain't got my bread. I'm out. Perform. Fuck it. Like, whatever. Like, I ain't gonna sit there and try to beat you up because you ain't got the bread that you were supposed to have. Okay, you were supposed to have it.
Short of him 10 racks.
If I'm late to a show, you still gotta take an L because everybody gonna be upset. You still gonna have to hear that bullshit because I wasn't on time to a show. Now everybody upset.
From my understanding of the story was, like, you said the 10 racks, he was short, but that was, like, pre-hand. Like, you had to give me $300,000 up front, and then when I got there, it was another $300,000, if I'm not mistaken. He didn't have that $400,000 that the baby
But wanted. It wasn't that much money. It was $30,000.
So if the robbery that we watched and Doughboy says that he didn't see anybody actually take anything off the person, hold on. If he didn't take anything off the person, so where did the news? Because if you hear Boosie was reading something that said the baby people took 80 racks.
Yeah,
and
all the dollars.
The news was saying that they took $80. So I'm like,
yeah, like the dollar.
They didn't show nobody taking no bread. That video didn't show nobody putting no bread in their pocket. The clips that they let everybody see.
And they said that something about an iPhone too. That they took an iPhone and some money. Listen, all I gotta say about that is basically the baby falling right into their trap. He the head of their organization. You cut the head off, the whole body's gonna fall. because he's feeding a lot of people. He's taking care of a lot of people, and they don't like that. They already don't like him, and they probably don't like the niggas that he's
uplifting. I'm gonna tell you what the problem is, yo. It's like with everything. Like, it's like when the boys don't get you on something, yo. You a target.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because when they try and they fail, them niggas feel like they got it. It's like, you see the movies. Like, in every wild cop movie, right? It be the cop that tried to get the nigga way back in the day and he missed it. And then the rest of his career, he tried to get that one nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is real life. Like, they really like, they like, damn, this nigga body something in a parking lot at Walmart. And got away.
Hey, yo,
you know what I'm saying? Like them niggas want that nigga bad. Like, and they gonna do everything to try to get him. On every level. I bet you that what's next is it's gonna be a bitch saying that he touched her in some wild way.
Facts, and that's sad though.
You know what I'm saying? Sad. Like, that's what's next
that's
for that
sad
nigga.
That we can call it like that. Now, did y'all wanna touch on the whole Iran and America thing?
Yo, man, this nigga's an idiot, man. This shit, yo, that shit spooky.
Dude, why you make that thing? Hold on, why you make
spooky.
That face?
No, because just the shit, just thinking about that shit's crazy.
That like, shit's spooky,
yo. How do y'all feel about the memes?
Fuck the memes. I'm talking about the memes.
Calm down.
Some chick posted something in her shit on IG. Her son got a draft card, yo, in the mail. Mm-hmm. That's big.
That's serious, yo.
That's wild
right
there.
I've been reading that a lot. That's why I asked about the memes. Because one of the statuses that I read, a person was very upset because a loved one of theirs had gotten, like, what's it called? Drafted to the shit?
They got deployed.
And she's like,
for active duty.
She's like, yo, y'all out here posting memes and y'all laughing and joking, but my family is really feeling this shit like it's some real shit.
That's why everything is always relative, though, Mo. Because half the motherfuckers don't got nobody in the military in their family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're not looking at it that way. Like everything is always perspective. And every situation is always going to be based on perspective.
Well, the way I feel about this whole thing is, I'm not scared, but I'm slightly worried because I have a clip where the dude is explaining to a CNN analyst that, hey, there's a lot of things that they can do. They can work with our, they can like hurt our allies where our allies don't want to be our allies anymore. They could directly attack us. But then in the side of it, they played a clip of the Iranian people celebrating the death of the person that we killed. So where some people real mad that we killed that person.
What if it really ain't the celebration
right.
of him dying? What if they celebrating something completely
right.
different?
Because we don't know.
But this is the thing with the media. The media scares shit to what they want you to believe and what they
exactly.
want you to see.
They can paint the
narrative. I mean, that's why it's like you almost gotta outsource your news.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta really go like the independent news channels that's on the ground there right now.
But
and
let's
that's
just
actually
say, but let's just say let's just say shit. that was true, right? That there's a community there in Iran that's not angry about that guy being killed.
But that'd be true for any country.
True.
That'd be true here too. Now, I mean, if something was to happen to Trump, we wouldn't give a fuck. But other motherfuckers would feel crazy about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Tim Carter.
Real shit, like that's everywhere it's right. gonna be like that.
Right. So do you guys really honestly think that we gotta fear war?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes, definitely. Most definitely.
Man, Iran got more bread than us.
Right. And the thing is,
they got more bread than us.
They're smarter than us. Like, because America as a whole, we're not intelligent.
It ain't that nice.
No, not smarter, but for a fact, like, we are...
Their resolve is different.
Their resolution is different, but they're also more intelligent as far as, like, knowing shit. We don't even know the fucking metric system. But what they're going to do is... No, I'm just saying, like, countries in general are more... Other countries are more intelligent than us. So what they're going to do is they're going to play off of us because we always distracting on shit. So it's gonna be something.
I'm scared because they're more intelligent. No, they're more,
they're more
I'm scared because they got more resolve.
Right, they're gonna plan this shit to make we're gonna forget about we already did this shit. So they're gonna hit us like when we already forgot about this shit and moved on.
That's not how this shit works.
I see what he's saying, though. He's trying to say that we always distracted by some other shit, so when we're not paying attention, they're going to stop us. But that's not possible. I'm just telling you, that's not possible. Because we as a people, why not? Because Pearl Harbor was that they let that happen so we could go to war.
They didn't sneak up on us. We let that shit happen. We let it happen. We knew they was coming, saw them coming. Let them come. Let them do what they did so we could retaliate.
And let radio shoot at them on the boat.
Like, it's stupid. But see, it's different, man. Like, it's different. Like, that. Like, see, the reason I'm scared is because them motherfuckers really don't give a fuck.
And I heard, and the reason that I'm scared.
Them motherfuckers really believe that when they die, they go into paradise.
I'm going to tell you why I'm scared. I'm scared because I was watching something. I don't remember what it was. Some shit, I fell down a YouTube rabbit hole. And they was talking about how they are training with China, and I believe it was Russia. They already training with their little militia, doing mock drills and shit. So they already preparing to do some shit.
But that's
and
then, nonstop.
But
that's
all
what,
I know
that's
is
the
that,
shit that scares me.
All
it's
I know is they got
here.
China and Russia. Those is like two countries that we already don't want to fuck with.
Superpowers.
And mixed with another country we don't want to fuck with.
Superpowers.
And they all pissed the fuck off at us. That frightens me. That's what frightens me. And they got little babies that'll walk up to you with an AK-47 and light your shit the fuck up because they was trained to do
See,
that shit.
That's the other thing. We don't got to worry about hand-to-hand combat over here. We got to worry about a motherfucking bomb hitting us and then that shit can land right now and we won't never know what happened.
They'll be like, really, nigga?
That shit just be over.
Yo, but as far
one minute you here, one minute you not.
And I hope and pray that we don't really go to some kind of real World War III. I'm not gonna lie, I've laughed at
mark
some of
my
memes.
Words.
The memes is funny. I've laughed at some of them.
We're going there.
But at the end of the day, that shit is not funny.
We going there.
Like France,
it ain't no. It ain't,
England,
it ain't,
like,
after it, this, we going there.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
France and England already set off rip. Like we do not stand for this shit. Like we do not agree with that. Like fuck out of here.
So they gonna bomb our shit?
People,
or nuke
this
our
is
shit?
They so
yo,
fast
yo,
right
yo,
now.
It's gonna be gas.
Hey yo, that's
bro,
like
this
that's
is
like
what
yo,
I'm
you
saying.
Start
you
beefing
work.
With somebody, and I'm like, yo, Mo, I'll holla at you later, yo.
Hell yeah, like
that's what niggas is doing to us right now.
Yeah, you know what they doing? They doing what AZ did in Belly. I'm about to bounce, dog. But
you
nah,
seen it coming.
But do you think it's going to be like
got
a
the
bomb
fuck out of the way.
Shooting? What do you think it's going to be?
I think
gas?
They're
going to
bomb us. Bombs.
First
is going to be terrorist acts. First is going to be terrorist acts.
Random trains exploding and shit.
First is going to be terrorist acts. But it's got. But a lot of shit going to happen over there.
Then when shit starts getting real,
it's going to happen over here.
Yo, what's that show on that used to come on Showtime with that white lady? I can't think of it, but I used to watch that shit. She had like some kind of mental health issue type thing, but she used to work for the federal government. All right, got you. It's like she used to work with the CIA or some shit. This is white lady on Showtime. But that's what they used to do. Like, they used to literally be like up in the Pentagon planning strikes. They'd be like, okay, move the drone to the left. And then boom. And then they watching this shit happen. So I'm like, damn, because they got...
I think it was a movie, not a...
There was actually a series that used to come on Showtime. It was this white lady. It had the dude that played in that show, Billions. I don't know why I can't think of the name on the top of my head, but I could actually find it right here because that's what cable do for you. Let's see. Because I know I'm not tripping, but that's what that show was about. That shit, that's why when I was hearing about this, I'm like, yo, there's some niggas like in a room somewhere planning all of this shit, like... They're literally planning this shit and watching these niggas blow up and confirming the nigga dead and shit. Cause that's just the way our American government works.
Well, because everybody know how our American government works, I feel like they gonna come and invade this shit too.
What do you mean, like take us over?
Not take us over, but it's gonna be like they gonna do some. I feel like they gonna bomb
homeland.
Us, but always
that shit homeland. That's what that shit called.
I never watched it.
That this shit is nuts. This shit is about like that this lady, like, she I think it's like the CIA or some shit that she's in. Mm-hmm. And she's like got like mental health issues, but she hella smart, and she be knowing, and they be tracking terrorists and bombers and all type of shit like that to protect us. Like, she worked for Homeland Security and shit. And I'm like, yo, like, literally, they be sitting in rooms together, like, he's a Bubba's alone.
But you know what's crazy?
Strike the bomb.
This is the wild shit, Mo. Because I watch certain shit like that, too. This is the wild shit about all that. That shit is actually happening.
Yeah.
That's why I said that's why I'm scared. Because I feel like we was in a room watching these people
that
die.
That shit's spooky. Because if you pay attention and you see certain shit, yo, they don't give a fuck, yo.
No.
They ready to die for shit the way we ain't ready to die. That's simple as that. And war, that's a tool.
We don't even know how many of them are already in the U.S. Like,
that's another
shit.
Thing.
Like, yeah, that's facts, too. That's a bar. We don't know how many of them have already infiltrated our government.
Like, right.
And everything.
The government accept every race.
Everybody. They could be in
there.
What if they in our military? What if they in our military and they get a command and it's just friendly fire?
What if they high up in the ranks and shit? And they got a whole fucking
technology.
They got a whole team of people not, already in the government.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know these people not getting recruited through technology already. That's already in our homeland. Like, that wasn't even affiliated with it. Like,
that's your grade.
We don't even know.
Okay, you guys. So we're gonna talk about French Empathy real quick.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So let's do this real fast.
Yeah, no more freestyles and verses, gonna stick in job. I'm moving on now. I got bigger fish to fry. Since I robbed a lot of niggas, been naming names. Monkey see, monkey do.
It's always a rebuttal, though. It's always a rebuttal. These two are beefing. These two are beefing, you guys. Oh no, this is the first shit that had me like, yo, hold that dot bar, this shit go hard.
Like, you gotta like French style, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause I fuck with French. I'm French, that nigga.
So, no, so.
Ain't gonna bar you down, but it got some shit. Yeah, this shit was dope back as fuck.
I'm not the nigga that can take it out. I walk around with a big fofo.
Listen, man, I can tell you this. We're gonna do this real quick, and then we're gonna discuss this rich people nigga problem that they have. Cause this is rich nigga problems. I wish I had them.
When I first met, I started drinking, huh? I'm talking about other bitch, I ain't speaking,
huh?
Montana, I'm a block nigga.
Don't wait till they
heard it,
you'll never catch a bitch, just murder.
What's that shit y'all niggas do?
Pull up La Marina in a yacht, nigga. Skate off like a pirate,
I don't know. I will say this, yo. I think that 50 got him. 50 got this guy looking crazy right now.
Oh,
I feel like it's uncle. Like, you got a CD player and shit. You got a 60-month lease. That shit old as fuck. Every nigga done drove your shit and smoked weed in it and took pictures with it. And you over here capping like it's some new shit. And it's some old ass shit. Yeah, we'll be happy that you got a nice car. And it's nice, but why you trying to act like it's some old exclusive new shit, custom, all of this fly shit? That's where I feel like 50's winning. And then
I think 50 just being a hater, man.
Yeah,
but I think that shit, you know, I think he picking, he ain't picking on a nigga that's gonna let him. That's the difference. Because I mean, French though, French different. You gotta remember, niggas shot French in the head, that nigga ain't died.
French funny, it look weird.
Whatever.
He called him a dinosaur, y'all. He called 50 a
dinosaur. I fuck with French. Yeah. I do think 50 out of pocket. That's serious.
What do you think, Bub?
I feel like it's a pointless ass beef.
Like they both should shut the fuck up?
No, I feel like you started this shit, so you want to play this game, let's go. I don't know, 50 had some grown ass, y'all niggas is over 40, but shit.
50's definitely got it.
Nah, well, not French.
Yeah.
French ain't, not French like our age.
Yeah.
If anything, yeah, French
is
like our age.
Mid-30s, late-30s. I think that the beef is stupid. If I'm being real, I'm stop playing. At this point, like, nobody wants to see y'all videos and all of that. If y'all gonna argue, then rap.
No, it was fun the first 2 days, but
Nah, y'all niggas gotta get in the studio at this point or fight.
They still keep, they're still going at it, like, French don't want to fight. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they shut the fuck up then, like, because at the end of the day, what it is is, like, see, this is where it's at now, though. See, 50 made it this. At the end of the day, 50 made it this. So whatever niggas do after that is 50 foreplay. It's on 50 because 50 started it. So 50 got to, so you said 50 got to hit him first. 50 got to do, so exactly, you started it. Yeah. Cause I, one thing I know, French ain't gonna stop.
That nigga still be throwing subs that are genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like, French ain't this. French ain't this, man. Fuck out of here with that. French is trash. Yeah, that's your opinion. That's not my opinion. I posted a picture on our page. That's opinion. I posted our, but you gotta start to understand overall perspective. You love that opinion, word, bro. No, because that's what matters. No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because as long as it's not something that's like straight on and everybody can concur the same thing, that's an opinion.
But
it's
my guy, what I'm trying to get you to understand is when it's a group of people, when it's more than one, two, three people, it's like
but
a
if
substantial
it's more
amount
the majority
of people
rules
of
the
like,
situation. Well, yeah, but if they all of like minds. That's not dealing in the same boiling pot.
Because
if you take that, if you take that to another group, it probably have this a whole different reaction.
Or it might not.
But my point is, it might.
All I'm trying to tell you, dude, is when you have a situation where there is more than a few people saying the same thing, then that cannot be.
I can't go off of what three, four people said.
I'm
sorry.
I'm not
going to
say French.
I can't go off of what three, four people said. Ever, I can't go off of what three, four people said. I could go off
I
could go with like
you ain't like
I could go off of what like 100 and something people said. You know what I'm saying? I could go off of some shit like that, but with three or four people saying, I still feel like
I'm gonna tell you this. This is the Nothing Podcast, right? So if I post something on the Nothing Podcast page and what the NPS squad says, that's what I'm talking about right here on the Nothing Podcast. And on the Nothing Podcast, when I posted that picture, everybody threw French in the garbage. That's what I'm saying.
That's cool.
Overall consensus is definitely the better rapper.
Rapping? Yes. Okay, I understand that. Be a better rapper. But we talking about who you riding with as far as who started this bullshit.
Well, I don't care who started it. I just care about the facts that have been presented in front of me
and the facts, and the fact is 50 being a hater.
Yeah. Well, I look at it, I do believe that it's corny and I do believe that he's being a hater, but I also believe that this is what 50 does. And everybody knows since 50 first came out, 50 was all on that luxury car. That was always 50 shit. The cars and shit. Okay. So when you a rap nigga in the rap game and you coming out, especially a couple of days after 50 dropped the video of his new fly shit, right? And you coming out, yeah, I got this, and you stunting. And then, like, 50's about to play with you when he can prove that you got some old shit.
So what?
I'm not saying that it was right. I'm just saying that's why he did it.
Why does it matter? That's my point.
So why? It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, that's what he did. And now I'm like, okay, Prince, your shit old. That's how I feel about it. But I'm poor. I can't afford a new one or an old one. So I'm like,
but my thing is, even if it's old, so what?
Why are you lying?
Who lied?
French lied. That's why 50 came at...
He ain't lying about it, bitch. He bought a... He say he's bought a $2 million car. Yo. It's new to him. He ain't say that it was a new car. He ain't say it was a 2017 or 19. He just said he got a new car, which it was new to him. That was a valid statement. He spent $2 million on the car. That's a valid statement.
All I know is...
What's wrong with
that? All I know is 50 coming at a perspective of he looking at it like you know what you
want. If 50 was so real about all that shit, that nigga wouldn't have tried to file bankruptcy and shit.
Alright, because you really want to have that debate because you got to understand, like, he was going through some shit. No, hold on. Before I tell you, go ahead, Bubba.
Because I was going to say, because even French posted a video when 50 came up and he was renting cars, like when he did the MTV Cribs type joint. Like, so it's like, how you trying to throw shots at somebody when you was doing the same thing?
Yeah, you doing the same shit. But when it comes to that filing bankruptcy shit, and I got to shoot everybody bell because I had to learn that shit myself. Nothing merch is not me. So if I shut Nothing Merch down and say Nothing Merch is bankrupt, that does not mean that I am bankrupt.
I understand.
That means the business is bankrupt.
So what business was bankrupt?
Curtis Jackson has never filed bankruptcy. SMS Studios, the headphones, and the different business dealings that he had, he filed for. When Rick Ross
got his mom suing him. I get what you're saying.
So, no, that's why he's posting videos with bands in the trunk. That nigga's never going to be broke ever in his life.
I hear you. Okay, and I don't think French will either.
Right.
I don't think French will ever be broke in his life either.
French was getting... See, this is what's different.
I think the problem here with 50-50's arguing, like, you out here and you know what it looked like, but it's not what it is. Like, what Doughboy just said, it's new to him. But when you posting it on Instagram and you flexing, you making it seem like you got some fly new shit that's like exclusive, blah, blah, blah. And 50 like, nah, nigga, that shit old. 50 just stuck it on him.
He not making it like nothing. He making it like if you cop something new and you happy you got it and you post with it, somebody's supposed to attack you because you post with something you're happy you got.
And it's flexing on, man. That shit ain't got it too. So,
well, okay, so
50 may have got it, but shit,
so
I don't got it,
ass
so
ass
shit.
Ate. Apparently, 50 get his ass ate. I'm not going to say allegedly, even though this episode is called allegedly. I'm not going to say allegedly. I'm going to say 50 get his ass ate because Vivica Fox said that shit and a couple other bitches said that shit. And now that new catch that bitch is saying that shit. And French put the shit out that, like, you like, get your girl's booty ate. So I'm like, how do y'all feel as men? Because every man that I've ever talked to, see me, I like it. But I understand why men wouldn't. So do you take a nigga put pass from him if he liked that as a strong female?
I mean, I don't rock with it, so I don't understand it. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. I think it's strange. I'm not gonna say it.
I don't know.
It's strange.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's some strange shit.
No. No, stay away from my ass at all times. For real.
Alright, so... The fact that multiple women have said this about 50, are we still going to leave it an allegedly column, or are we going to say 50 like to get his ass licked?
I wouldn't know, but what I'm going to say is bitches will say whatever if somebody else said it before, especially. That's one thing I do know. But at the end of the day, when a bitch like Vivica Fox said... I don't know.
And I don't know that many bitches that's like admitting to eating ass, even if they do.
Nah, I done seen some shit on my Facebook before that was mad. Like, this bitch was saying some whole wild shit. I was like, yo, your nigga gay. I jumped right in her comments and said, your nigga gay. Like real shit. If your nigga enjoys it that much, that nigga gay. That's serious. Man, listen. Let me tell you something. Bubba, I was at work.
Have you ever had your ass eaten, Bubba?
Yes.
Did you like it?
No, I don't. No. Yeah, wait. I don't like it.
What's crazy is I've
been
seeing
it. No, I need to hear Bubba tell me his experience. What happened?
Oh, come on.
No. No, I need to. Wait, you asked the question, I answered it. No.
All right, well, if
you're listening and you're the one that did it, Bubba didn't like it.
No.
You know, that shit
you
is...
You know, I know it's some funny shit. It's this chick. I'll be seeing her posts, her nigga and everything up there on Facebook, and I'll be like, yo, that nigga must like getting his ass ate. Because I remember that bitch, she wanted to do it to me. I was like, nah, I'm straight. But I, like, think about that every time I see her posting with that nigga. I'm like, yo, that nigga gotta be letting her do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like, that's how I look at it. Like,
yo, the way I feel about it is I enjoy it, but it is, like, awkward at first when you get in the position for it. Like, that's the awkward part. It make you feel weird.
And that's the part that make me look at it crazy, because if you get in the positions for shit, my nigga, something's wrong. You're a little too comfortable.
But why does that make a person gay if they're doing it with a female, though? Like, if they doing it with a man...
It's suspect.
Why, though?
It's suspect.
Do you know that's where your G-spot is?
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know all that extra shit.
At all. You speak is like 72 languages to me right now.
All I'm saying, though, boy, is it is a scientific fact that the male G-spot is up the cooler.
All I'm saying is I will never find out. Ever. That's it.
Yo, listen. How do y'all feel about the whole shit? Do y'all know who Bobby Christina is, Whitney Houston's daughter?
Yeah, I think it's complete. I know what you're about to say. If you're talking about the dude dying or whatever.
And then his friend, too. Like, a couple of days after, it was a white boy. Same thing, drug overdose.
They got some bad shit.
I don't think so.
You think they trying to take her out?
They already took her. I think they just try. I think that they know shit. Like, I think that Nick and his friends knew shit.
About what?
What was going on? Because they was all. They always said
what
that.
What was Bobby going on as far as what?
Because they always said that Bobby Christina did not kill herself. She did not, like, do that. And Bobby Christina was found in the bathtub just like her mother. So that shit was always suspect. And they always tried to blame Nick for it. But when Bobby was alive, even when Whitney was alive, he was, like, a part of their family. Like, he would never...
Bobby dead, too?
Bobby Christina, not her. Her daughter.
Bobby.
I know, because I used to watch those reality shows. I used to watch those reality shows with Whitney Houston and shit. And Nick Gordon was a part... Whitney said it out of her mouth that she adopted him. That was, like, her baby. So I don't ever believe that he would ever do anything to her daughter. But they tried to make him, like, the one that was guilty of killing her and shit. He went on Dr. Phil.
When it was probably the white boy, the friend.
I don't know if it was the white boy, the friend, but they was all doing drugs and being...
Conspiracy theory shit.
Yeah. You're right. You could be right, though, because he could have been the one supplying the drugs. Who knows?
I mean, black people get medication real quick.
How many motherfuckers die off of overdose in a regular day anyway?
I just think something's real fishy about that. Like,
that whole situation is too much death going on in that circle.
Especially, and it's been like years that went by, and it's out of nowhere. Like, I wasn't thinking about Nick Gordon. Actually, I was. like a couple of days he flashed through my mind. I'm like, I wonder what that nigga doing, because I remember he was on Dr. Phil and all of that other shit.
I've never seen none of that.
Yeah, he was on Dr. Phil and all of that. Like, they was really, like, he was really going through it. And I remember watching those reality shows when Bobby Christina hated being around Whitney family, and the shit was just real awkward and shit. And I'm just like, yo, something ain't right about this. Like, something's not right. That's just the way I felt. And I was just like, damn, two people within 2 days of each other dying of the same shit, both friends.
Yeah, that shit happens a lot, though.
But what are the odds?
The odds are real high, because when motherfuckers got the same type of behavior and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And they getting high, they popping pills and shit like
and
that, or whatever they doing.
Threes.
Nah, it ain't even about that. It's more or less like, if you a motherfucking addict and you have something that triggers you to go crazy with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you can, and you can't handle something happening and shit like that, and you go, you overdose. You, I don't even think you was trying to overdose. You was just trying to escape that pain you was feeling, like, know what I mean?
Do you think that, like, Whitney Houston killed herself with drugs, or she was killed?
I think she was killed.
And then you think her daughter killed herself?
No. I think she was killed in the same fashion.
And that's
like, I think it's some, I think it's like some kind of insurance money or something going through, or it's some kind of, it's some shit we don't know about that's going on in the, behind the scenes.
Yeah,
like,
there was all of this shit about Bobby being at the funeral.
See, I didn't think that much into it.
I think it's got deep into it because of the way it's like everything happened. Like, first Whitney, then her daughter, then the, like, that. The chain, the what, and then like a few years, then Bobby start popping a little bit out of nowhere, like, and it's just wild, like, how shit be happening to me, and like the way I look at it, just don't let me look at it like it's a
normal
regular
shit.
Situation.
Yeah,
like,
it's not regular.
It's like it's something else going on behind the scenes that we don't know. We not privy to know. You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
Hey yo, it's your girl DJ Exclusive, and you now rocking with the Nothing Podcast.
Hey yo. Yeah, I know Safari got a new album coming out.
So
you like reggae?
I don't like Safari.
You like reggae?
I don't like Safari.
Yeah, I really not.
Like, you gotta understand, like, and if I don't like a nigga, it, I can't. I don't like his rhyme. I don't like his character. Like, nothing about him is like, I mean, I don't relate in no way, shape, or form to Safari.
You gonna be dancing and shit on it?
Probably. That nigga different. That nigga different.
Yeah.
That nigga real different.
Yo, somebody put in the comments that
I like
that
how
the cover,
Joe shut him down. So.
The cover look real press playish. From Diddy, you know, Diddy got an album called Press Play,
yeah.
And he's literally on the cover wearing a suit, and it's just like that, like Diddy's Press Play. Look it up on your phone. Diddy Press Play, and I was like, yo, that's wild, because it do look just like that. I like, it do look just like that, but I'm wondering what he's gonna do, because on Safari rap, it sound awkward.
Real awkward, because it sound like he trying to sound like Nicki.
But to me, when I hear that, I'd be like, it clarifies to me that he was writing Nicki shit. That's what that does.
Maybe he
that's
has.
That's not what it do for me. What it do for me is like, damn, nigga.
Because ever since they separated, her shit trash. And she don't got that same sound or bop no more. So it's real obvious that he was writing that shit.
I don't think he was writing that. I think he was her energy, though.
Yeah.
I think, that's like, some people could be good for you. Like, some people is good for your soul, like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what that is, like.
Because.
You know what I mean? What I think, what happened with that is, I think she got too up here. And he was trying to bring her back down, and she wasn't having it. You know what I'm saying?
And
she
started popping the pills.
You're a Barbie, no?
No, honestly, that's what it was. Like,
call a nigga a Ken or something. Don't call a nigga a bar. Like,
well, no, I call him a bar because that's the Nicki Hive.
And yeah,
but I'm not a Nicki Hive. Like,
he be saying that he's not, but I swear he is. He likes her music.
I do.
And he's bought concert tickets.
I didn't buy concert tickets.
Didn't you say you went to a Nicki Minaj
concert? No, I said you would.
Oh, you would, okay. But that's still.
Because she was supposed to come.
Where?
Her Queens tour. That got canceled.
Where, Hartford? She was going there?
It was going to be, I don't know, it was somewhere in Connecticut. But that tour that got canceled.
Oh no, Nicki just be like, I was watching some YouTube video with
and
her.
And she was supposed to go on tour with Chris Brown.
She got beef for like the shade room and like she be like
I don't know.
Like all that shit is weird. So Safari's on Love and Hip Hop. He's about to marry Erica Mena. She about to have his baby. Are we ever gonna be able to take Safari seriously, or is he just like
he's still corny? He's gonna always be corny.
That's how I feel too.
I feel bad because y'all right. Like I feel bad because y'all right. Like
it's Ray J.
But that's no, sad though.
I don't think see Ray J actually could have popped under different type of management.
I don't think Ray J.
I know Ray J could have popped.
Yeah, Ray J could have.
Ray J could have popped. Ray
but
J
you know what? Ray J. Ray J. Issue was he's Brandy's little brother. Right. No matter
that
what.
That's the.
But see, this is the difference, right? This is like, hear me when I'm saying this, right? He didn't necessarily have to do it with music. You know what I'm saying? Like
acting.
Even now, if you watch that shit on Drink Champs' interview with them niggas,
I didn't finish
like,
it. He long as fuck.
Now. Like you could see, he recognized he had an opportunity and he squandered it.
Right.
But now he's making up for it on the back end with different endeavors. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, he really could have popped. Like, the nigga was an actor and a singer, and the nigga was one of them dancing niggas. Yeah. That nigga was the dark skinned Chris Brown, like on some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he was in movies early, in television early. You know what I'm saying? Like that nigga. Had the ability to pop,
yo,
but his the way the news was then ain't the same way the news is now.
Him and that dude Jason Weaver.
Yeah, I was, yo,
Jason
that's
Weaver,
the same person
Jason,
I was
Weaver
about was Jason Weaver.
Jason Weaver got a wild story because he's Jason's one call away on Chingy Joints.
The brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The big brother.
The one that's still getting paid off the Lion King.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
yeah.
why I said because he did an interview when he was talking about how. They offered his mom like a major lump
yeah.
sum, but she was like, nah, that ain't gonna help him.
She wanted
so
some rights.
So she gave him some rights, and so he's still getting a lot of bread.
That nigga still getting checks from
him.
Disney.
Yo, and now that shit resurfaced with Disney Plus?
Yeah,
yo, that nigga.
Yeah, and when the new movie came out, all of that.
Yeah, he got bread off of that.
He got publishing.
Yeah,
he got publishing. His mom was smart. She went and got him that publishing.
Yep.
And I'm like, yo, there's so many people like that. And I feel like Safari, one of those people, because I do think Safari got talent for real. He just corny as fuck. Like, we look at him like a corny ass, doofy nigga,
yeah,
so we don't
be,
buy into him. But
yeah,
he could dance,
to, yeah,
he could rap.
What he needs to do is be in the background. Like, let somebody else evolve.
Him. Well, he just need to disappear because he's irrelevant to me.
Right.
Like,
that's
like,
what
I'm not talking about
background.
Disappear like die type shit, but I'm saying like disappear like he's irrelevant to me in every facet of the game. Like he's so irrelevant. Like when he's so irrelevant to the point if I see something news worthy with him in it, I'm not gonna watch it just because he's in it.
I feel you. That's how everybody feels.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm coming from the side of things where, like, I know because I feel that way too. But I listen.
Should have never wore that fur coat, dog. When you wore that fur coat, you lost me. All right.
So did you see his Funk Flex freestyle? It was some shit that I saw on Safari, and he changing the fur like. My
like,
nigga,
what are you doing?
You seen it, right?
What was going on? What's going on? What's going on, baby?
Fur,
hot and cold? What's up?
But it was in the middle of the summer when he was wearing the furs. That was
like,
the problem.
The so, like, nigga, you a clown.
And then he went on Angie crying.
Yo.
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 You feel me?
Like, yo, my nigga. Next subject, because this nigga's a clown. All together, like. It's a pure fucking bozo, like.
Did y'all niggas watch the Surviving R. Kelly shit?
No, I couldn't because I don't want to hear that shit because I believe it without even hearing it. Like that's the wild shit. Like, that nigga's different. Like, if you, when you go back and replay R. Kelly music and you listen to it, he's clearly talking to a little girl. All the time.
Hey,
seems yo, like you ready. You know what I'm saying?
Brain.
Like to go all the way. Like who speaks like that with adults? You know what I'm saying? Like your word to me. Like when you play it back, he's talking to children.
Temperatures are rising. Your body's yearning for me. Girl, lay it on me. I place no one above me. Oh, take me to your ecstasy. That could be.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's not like it seems like you're ready. Like, just think you about know, what that's saying.
You know what's crazy? No, hold on. Let me say something real quick. Let me say something real quick. What Doughboy just said seems like you're ready. I wasn't always like this. I'm going to just say this. I wasn't always like this. There's been a lot of older ass niggas that used to try to talk to me and my friends that I know that they should not have been talking to me now and then.
Yeah.
And that's their line. You seem like you ready, though. Like, that's, you out here looking like
this. That shit
you,
crazy. Like,
that's their line. That's what they say. So when we're singing it and jamming to it, it don't seem like that. But then when you put it in perspective, it's like, that's what them old ass, dirty ass niggas used to say. Like, and like, there's one of the songs that made me sick, right? Because I actually love this R. Kelly song. When I was watching it, the girl was saying,
"That wrong with a little bump and grind."
Nah, the girl was saying, "The girl was saying,
this thing is crazy."
The girl was saying that R. Kelly used to make them go like out to get other girls around their age, right? And she kept on saying he used to say, "Yeah, hook it up, go get your friend, hook it up." And R. Kelly got this record called "Hook It Up" that I fucking love, and he's like, tell your girl to hook it up. If she got a girlfriend, tell your girl to hook it up. And I was like, that's what this girl, that's what she's describing. Like, everything that she's describing and how they this used to go out and recruit making girls.
Music to back it
and
up.
And then there's stories about how he made filling on your booty.
Yeah.
That the girl in the what's studio the, laying on him, yeah, he's literally filling on a girl booty. And then he's writing the shit. I'm like, this nigga's nuts! And we've been singing and dancing and grooving and chilling to this shit, and I'm like, this nigga's really crazy.
I saw the first part, and I don't want to look at the second part. I'm all set.
The second part got like, I was watching this shit, because I was up at 3 in the morning anyway, watching this shit. Like,
I'm pretty sure, did you see the video?
The original one where he pissed on the bitch? Yeah. Yo, listen, that shit is gross, nigga. That shit's nasty.
So, I mean,
but just like Riley Freeman, when I see pee, I run. When she see pee, she stay. Cop that at the merch.
The
boondocks.
Yeah,
yo,
I was watching that shit the other day. That's crazy.
Dead ass, though. I think R. Kelly, they keep on talking about how he been raped several times, too. Like, by men and women, including his sister.
Yo, listen, all that shit niggas did is crazy. And then when your brother get on the radio and bash you, that's even crazy.
Yo,
crazier.
Okay, so
that take a lot.
That's the whole family.
Because his brother said that R. Kelly offered him 50 racks to say that he was the one in the video pissing on that little girl and doing that shit to that little girl. And R. Kelly people tried to put that shit on his brother.
That's fucked up.
Because
all it's saying is you care more about this nigga paying for everything than this nigga livelihood.
And not only that, you know Choke No Joke? No Choke No Joke, right? Choke No Joke.
Heard the name, don't know what it is.
Yeah, you would love him. I know you would. But Choke No Joke, he used to work for Damon Dash, right? He used to film all of the footage when Damon Dash hired him. It was when Jay was breaking away from them. But he was the one that put out The Last Days of the Rock, if you ever watched those videos and shit. And now he be on there talking all his shit and shit. But one of the things that he been posting on his Instagram is, how come they keep on talking about R. Kelly, but they won't interview the man that did 2 albums and went on tour with the nigga? You mean to tell me Jay-Z don't know nothing about what he was doing with these little girls? And I'm like, I look at it 2 ways. I look at it 2 ways. Maybe he really legit don't know, because maybe R. Kelly wasn't doing it in front of him. But then the other side of me is like, if he does know, is he really going to speak to it? Because it is a proven fact that Jay was fucking with Aaliyah too.
How I'm looking at it is like, you know when a bitch is young, period. Like, you could look at him. No matter how, as a grown man now, at 31 years old, about to be 32 years old, I can look at these girls and look at, like, say,
this nigga R. Kelly was going back to his high school.
Right, but I'm just saying,
he was picking them out.
But I'm saying, if I'm like Jay-Z's perspective, if I'm thinking like, Jay, like, if there's a bunch of little-ass girls, like, where are these girls getting in at? And it's a consistent thing. I would look at R. Kelly like the problem. Like, come on now. Like, it's too many little-ass girls here. But,
well, that's all I got to say about R. Kelly. I'm going to keep on watching The Surviving R. Kelly because even though I know what they're going to say, this shit just blows my motherfucking mind. And because this another twist about this one is because they got people that's for R. Kelly on there now.
Yeah.
So everybody on there not just bashing them. They got people
it's
on there.
There's girls that still that, like that, riding
that,
with them.
Yeah, that, but they got them on there now. The first one, it was just straight bashing them. Now they got people saying, yeah, I why this and why that. So it gives you both perspectives because honestly, some of that shit I be hearing, I'm like, so he had y'all in the room really making y'all piss in a bucket, really?
Yeah, some of that shit sounds
nuts,
yeah, that
bro.
Shit sounded very wild.
They make it seem like they had him chained to a wall, bro.
Hold up. What's that shit that happened that was on the news where that nigga had them bitches in the basement for all that time?
Oh,
and he was letting them bitches go outside and everything, and they was coming back. And then the black nigga was like, a white girl run up to you and hug you. You know something wrong.
Oh, yeah, I seen that movie. That movie wild too, because basically, I forgot what it's called, but it's like they give you this syndrome.
Yo, that nigga
and one of the girls had a baby by the nigga. One of the girls had a baby by the nigga.
Back
you gotta watch the movie. The shit is wild. Yeah, that nigga kidnapped her from the grocery store. I'll look it up when we finish potting, but he kidnapped her from the grocery store. She had a baby by this nigga and everything.
Yeah,
that shit was wild. And he had like three other bitches in there. And that shit was nuts. And that happens when you get kidnapped by somebody and they actually, Stockholm Syndrome, that's what it's called. Stockholm Syndrome. Mm-hmm. When like somebody kidnaps you, but then they acclimate you to the life of you being kidnapped. So now your kidnapper is no longer someone that you fear. That is like your provider. You look to that person and you now you don't want nothing to happen to that person because they take care of you. They feed you and all that shit. They don't show you no wrong. And that's the point when the kidnapper no longer got to keep you tied up and beating on you and shit because they know you not going to go nowhere. So they let you walk around and shit. And that shit is wild.
Super wild. So back to that whole pissing in the bucket and shit. Listen, like I believe that nigga that sick, like the Pied Piper. Like just
yo, and no, like, I didn't know what it was.
Like,
yo, I didn't know what that shit was.
Shit, man.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. You still don't?
I know what it is now.
Oh, about to say, because I didn't know what that shit was.
That shit crazy, right?
Yeah, you right on that, because I didn't know what that shit was. And then when I found out what that shit was, I'm like, yo, that shit is, that nigga's a fucking pervert. Like, he's a fucking pervert. But fuck him. Did y'all watch Power?
Yes, I did.
I didn't watch Power.
Wait, because he was mad?
I was mad.
First of all, I want to say, I was mad at first, but now when I watch, like, the trailer for the next episode and I see what they trying to do.
I seen what they was trying to do straight from the beginning. Once I seen, like, they showed him being dead, I was like, oh, shit, they went back on it. Like, what they doing is they showing everything leading up to that shit. Like,
I know they're going to
do that from everybody's perspective.
Yeah.
That's how the shit going to end.
But they did verify that he dead, though. They did verify that he definitely dead.
So, Bolts is definitely dead.
Because they show in this episode.
But Andre dead, too.
Well, yes, Dre's dead. That shit, you didn't like how they killed that nigga?
I know what's going on.
I think it was all right. I ain't going to cry. I think it was all right. But I thought it should have went down different. I should have went like, but that Spanky shit crazy.
Was
the Spanky shit the shit that fucked with me. Yeah, when Spanky did, that shit was different for me.
Yo, like, alright, so this episode, basically a Power, spoiler alert, fuck y'all niggas, you should have watched it. Because by now it's Tuesday when this shit is dropping. I only feel bad for Bubba because it's Sunday still.
Don't feel bad for me at all because I don't know what the fuck is going on. I know what's going on, but I don't.
What it appears to be going on Power is they going to take everybody's perspective from who could have possibly killed Ghost and eliminate them one by one. And this one was called Still Dre, real creative with the title, with how they played that out. I'll give them that. And Dre basically shuffling to get away from New York because he in too deep. Am I right so far?
Yeah.
Okay, so we meet Draymond for the first time because we never seen his mother ever on Power. And then we find out that Dre come from this whole religious shit, like all biblical and shit. We never knew that about Dre, so we find out basically that.
And the way they set it up in the beginning with him singing that song to his daughter, that shit was kind of crazy. Like the way they did that, like they set the tone for that whole episode.
It started off with him singing gospel to his daughter.
Yeah.
And then he ran up on his mom. Then you go through all of that. Then they put the episode out like Dre searching for money to get away with his baby moms and his daughter or whatever. And then a whole bunch of shit happened. Dre is the most I'm getting arrested ass nigga than I tell that I'm free ass nigga I ever heard of in my life.
Yeah,
I think that nigga got arrested twice in the episode.
He should just bounce. Yeah, like three times. Like three times. Every time he ran it. What the nigga should have did is when he got that bread from Tate, he should have bounced.
Facts, like
he should have just bounced
and talk about I gotta do this. I gotta
man,
do
fuck
this.
That,
man. Yeah, fuck this.
You ain't gotta do
yeah,
shit.
You ain't gotta do shit. Your baby mom's right. You ain't
man,
listen.
Man, you got 100 racks on you right now. 50, whatever 50 racks.
But
on
he
you
already
right
had
now.
The other money too. And he was so good. He was so good,
he
right?
Bounced.
So basically, he ended up getting. So the way that they show that Dre didn't do it is because when Dre got there to actually do it, somebody did it.
And then he see Tommy. Coming out of the building.
Now, where Tommy go, my nigga?
Yeah, that's wild, right? Like, Tommy an ill nigga. Tommy was there. Tommy was coming
so
out the building.
So, do you believe that eliminates Tommy from doing it, too? Because Tommy was outside.
Nah, Tommy was outside after. When Dre was pulling off, after he ran back to the car and everything already.
And then he was
he got to the gas station before he got bad.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Which was so crazy how they bagged him at the gas station. Like, the way the nigga died. Yeah, I thought it was dope. He thought it wasn't that good. These niggas set this nigga on fire inside of a solitary confinement pen.
Ooh, Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that nigga dirty.
They did that nigga dirty.
Who killed him?
Spanky and I forgot the other
nigga. That other nigga that he beat with. The other nigga.
What's that nigga
beat the closest ones to you?
Nah, they used to fuck with Dre, but they wasn't fucking with Dre. Oh.
Because Dre is snitch.
Word. That nigga a rat.
Super
so
rat. He's
Tariq at?
Yo, Tariq is wild.
Tariq all over the place. Really?
Facts. Tariq,
all over the place.
Tariq.
I'm engaged. Y'all have the whole conversation. I know what's going on, but
yeah,
I don't.
You need to watch Power, like, my nigga.
It's a soap opera.
It is. It is like a soap opera, but it's different.
It's a big rich cow.
Yeah. And then he tells me everything, so I already know what's going on. So, y'all had a whole conversation. I know what's going on. And what I also saw was that some people said that this episode was pointless. Like, they really didn't need to do this episode.
See, that's kind of where I was going with what I was saying. Like, I thought it was, like, it was like, you know, they threw some shit in there. But at the end of the day, it's like, why? It's like, let's get to the, like, you know, all right, y'all let us know Ghost is dead. That's probably the most vital information we got. But at the end of the day, he might not be dead. Because, you know, fuck around with Ghost, that just might be out there. You know, that's what they saying. Like, you know, I'm all over with this
true.
Shit. Like, you know what I mean?
True, because Ghost could have just been like, they think I'm dead. Tell them I'm dead.
Yeah.
All that
but
shit like they be doing.
Safety.
For my safety, but I'm really not dead. Yo, I didn't even think about it like that till you said it. Because what happened was Dre was in the gas station on the news and said, James St. Patrick was found murdered and it's in truth is da da da. So that's how we confirm, okay, Ghost really dead. But fuck it. Power was lit. I watched the episode twice and I might watch it again because I kind of fucked with that episode. I did like it.
It was alright. You know what I mean? It was alright. But you get to find out Dre been a lying little thieving ass nigga since he could
yeah, he was still like killing bars and shit. And Tommy is a wild nigga and there's some snitches in the bunch and
Spanky.
Yeah, Spanky's a rat. And honestly, I gotta tell you.
So it's basically rats ratting on rats.
Because they trying to all say they
not
self.
Really. But it's a nigga that's, whatever that nigga name is, he a rider. He ain't telling no nothing. You gonna eat that shit.
He a tall, light-skinned nigga. That nigga's a 10
nigga,
toes.
Yeah, that nigga ain't
that nigga 10 toes, straight up.
But the other nigga, Spanky, he made a deal. But the nigga that's still in there, he told Tommy what's going on. He told the nigga that Spanky made a deal.
Yeah, but he going to win his protection. Tommy ain't gonna touch him. You think Tommy gonna touch him?
Tommy gonna get that nigga. You know Tommy. Tommy don't let nothing go. Tommy don't let shit go. I'm telling you, Tommy the realest nigga on the show, man.
Tommy been the realest nigga on the show.
Tommy the realest nigga on the show, man. And it's sad that they made it that way. Because I think that's like some backward shit too, like.
Culture vultures.
Nah, it ain't even about culture vulture. It's about highlighting this white nigga for having all the attributes that everybody else should have. You know what I'm saying?
Culture vultures, nigga.
That's a different type of culture. You see, you talking about in the literal sense what his character is. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is the message they putting out there is not saying that he's a culture vulture.
It's like, saying that you guys would all got it right if he was white?
Or look at the white guy being the only one who's a stand-up guy through the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about you saying that? Because as I always watch Power, I never liked Tommy. I thought Tommy was always a live wire. I always thought Tommy was the one that was going to make the shit collapse. But as the transition, as the seasons went above, I do see where you get that because Tommy is a rider. He is loyal. But I always felt like Tommy needed to calm down. If Tommy would have calmed down in the earlier seasons, the later seasons would have never...
See... The reason why, see, you can't say that because Tommy, the type of character that Tommy is, he's not supposed to calm down. You either fuck with him or you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. That's how that go, like. But at the end of the day, you can't be my nigga one day, then not be my nigga, but then when you need me, you want to be my nigga again.
Right.
And that's what niggas was doing to Tommy. And he still was riding with the nigga when he was doing that to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga, they make Tommy the ultimate real nigga. To a fault, like, know what I mean?
Yeah, because last I remember watching, like...
Because all they doing is trying to do shit to Tommy, bitches. They you know what I mean? They fucking up Tommy. Father, you know what I mean? They doing all types of wild shit to the nigga. They just take it from Tommy, like, you know what I mean?
What's your fucking leak, Bubba?
Damn, what the fuck was it? Oh, it was, Richie.
I gotta show you a picture on Facebook. I think I seen your pops. You look like that nigga, yo.
I know. I'm a junior.
Your brother in the military, and that's your dad in that photo that I seen.
So how you ain't explained on how you feel about that military shit at all? Like, and you got a brother in the military.
I just thought about it right now.
I was gonna save that to the end. I was gonna mention my brother at the end.
Heard you. Alright. I didn't mean to ruin your shit, no.
I didn't either, because I was just like, I just thought about that. I'm like, yo, you look like your pops. You do. Y'all head shaped the same and everything.
Yeah.
That's your buddy? Your pops, your buddy?
Nah, that's fine. I love my father.
I heard you.
I understand
that.
Chasing at the paper, I can't wait on niggas. I never leave a spot without my buddy. I never hit the block without my buddy. Feel like I'm about to try my cherry flat. If a nigga wanna try me, I'ma bust in my buddy. My buddy. My buddy said, shot it, he say he gon' ride for me. My buddy. My buddy.
What are you saying?
ticket running. Cook them chickens, running. Work it when you bust it. Pussy nigga bustin'. I never hit the block without my buddy, but I love him. My buddy steady looking for some trouble. Keep it coming, nigga. I never leave the block without my buddy. I never hit the block without my buddy. Feel like I'm about to drive my jury flooded. If a nigga wanna try me, I'ma bust up my buddy. My buddy. My buddy said, shawty, he said he gon' ride for me. My buddy. My buddy. My buddy really love me, he said he gon' die for me. My buddy.
What's yours, dumb boy?
His name is Elevator Joe.
Why is that your joint?
Because I just like it. That beat bad too much.
Nigga to count me up, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game was off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bed, it's hard as to get. I do not feel powder, I might take a sip, I might hit the club, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do what you wish. I roll with some things, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. Good is the bread, my niggas is dope. Well, good is first class, and my niggas is it. That's my next mission. That's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just put the rollie right back on my wrist. This watch came for Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was running like this.
The best friends are alive right now.
I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be cause selling my latest no sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas selling my lane. Everything grown for destiny to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you pain. I hope your money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm begging you now. I was watching you when you was tearing the crown. I captured your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the grace, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promos, come in on that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all the head out your voice. Niggas been counting me up, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing down names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it, you all on my dick. I just poured something in my cup. I do know something that I can build. Promise I am never letting up. Money. Put it is on it, nigga, I got him stuck.
I'm he's the best rapper alive, I don't know why
they compare him to that kid.
I mean, they compare him to Drake too.
I'm dead in the middle of two generations. Two little growing, big bro, all the
time. Get to the level,
them 21 somebody growing, sugar for lunch. Had a long talk with a young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Philly. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas inside of the jail, spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, all we got to hear. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they pushing the bell. Distorted self-image, we set it fair. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, man.
Me and that nigga
be spitting
straight wild shit.
I do want something I can build. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your phone will make you.
Alright, so I took mine way back. My shit. Back. But this is my shit. Fucking, I'm on a different vibe on this one. Might have been outside. I know Bubba was outside. Bubba definitely wasn't outside. I was in places I wasn't supposed to be doing things I wasn't supposed to be doing.
She got in the front. I took a step back. She threw it on me. I ain't expect that. She a dancer. She can make it clap. I'm in the zone now. I think it's a wrap. She's running on me. She's running on me. Running on me. She's running on me. Running
on me.
So what's it gonna be? Got me in my zone now. Push up me slowly. You can bet the
myself once. My favorite movie, I took a stairway.
Mixtape Wayne and Wayne that's commercialized are different Wayne. Like, I'm gonna keep it straight official. He got this shit where he go in off of Beyonce beat and it's straight banana.
And we will argue about that on the next episode of the podcast. You've been rocking with us. That's just DJ exclusive. That's your boy Dope Boy, and that's backstage server me Martin. And my nothing motivation is, listen, you're not deprived. Fake love ain't love.
Fake love takes love. Therefore, fake love ain't love. Stay in lane or get ran over.
Pray and drink water. Be blessed and highly favored.
What?
I don't know.
Stay blessed, drink water, and stay highly favored.
And fake love ain't love, and you ain't deprived. Put all those together, and you already know what it is. It's nothing. Holla.